Andrew, very successful weekend altogether, but the British Open Championship, another one for you. It must be that's extra special.
Yeah, it is. It's great, you know, to be second with Avery as well, and Quan's my 8-year-old, who's a big hope for the Olympics as a spare horse as well. She's, you know, made herself look smart as well, so it's good.
And not many people make it round inside the time here at Gatcombe. It's such a up and down course, but to have two horses inside the time, you made it look very easy.
Yeah, I mean, they've been competing at a very high level. You know, Narayo was out in Arkin a few weeks ago and was very easily inside the time there, which is very difficult to do. He won Arkin the year before inside the time. He is a classy, fast horse, and today I felt like I was going quite slowly for him. But, you know, he's been around Barbary inside the time, those sort of places, so he's no slouch.
And where does this event sit for you? I mean, it's in terms of, well, Olympic selection, but it's very different to the big four-star, three-day events.
It's a great place to come to. My owners all love coming here. I love competing here. It gets a big crowd. The crowd are riding on top of you. You know, it's what it's all about. You know, we're here to entertain the public, and, you know, I'm a bit older perhaps than most of the others, but I thoroughly enjoy riding here, and it's a challenge with the terrain. The show jumping's always a challenge because the terrain's a bit up and down in there. But you get a good crowd, and you feel like they appreciate you're doing a good job. And look at Toddy. You know, he's gone out there today and blitzed around and entertained them as well. So obviously it's not just me that feels that way.
And the Kiwis dominating on the British turf. It's top four placings, I think.
That gives us a bit extra buzz, and it's like red rag to a bull, isn't it? Having the British Championships and allowing us lot come along.
Yeah, a bit cheeky there. But in terms of your top horses, I mean, you're first and second in the British Open, won both advanced sections. I mean, you've got plenty of options for London next year.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, you know, is having plenty of backup and not having to rely on one horse, you know, with injuries and whatnot. It's always nice to have some backups.
Would Nero be number one if all goes well and he's sound?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I have an awful lot of faith in him, and he keeps coming up with the goods. And the only time I've been felt let down was at Badminton in the show jumping, because he's normally an immaculate show jumper. But that day he wasn't, for whatever reason, we don't know. But I'll let him off. He can have a bad day. Maybe I was the one with the bad day and he's let me off.
Where does he rate in terms of all the horses you've ridden? I mean, would you be, he's 12 months out from the Olympics, do you feel in a stronger position than you have been in the past?
Yeah, I feel very, very much like I did before going out to the Worlds. I felt I had a live chance of a medal, and I can't see why I should change my mind for the Olympics.
Brilliant. Well, good luck. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.